Disability advocacy campaigners are travelling around the nation pushing the case for changes to the National Disability Insurance Scheme. They're calling on MPs to lobby the federal government to simplify the system, making it easier for providers and families to use. Lexi Metherill reports.
The disability sector wants decision makers to take its concerns on board. Kirsten Dean is from the NDIS campaign, Every Australian Counts.
We're all supportive of the NDIS. We all want to work together to make it work, but we need them to do their jobs and go back to Canberra and knuckle down and get some of these problems sorted out.
Every Australian Counts is pushing for change by inviting MPs to hear from people with disabilities at forums around the country. There's many improvements they'd like to see. Disability training and communications consultant Carolyn Campbell-McLean is an NDIS participant.
People are actually finding that it is a very big job to prove that they have a disability, where it shouldn't be that much work for somebody. There should be things in place that mean that, you know, people don't have to continually get doctor's reports. You know, I have a disability, for example, that I've had for 44 years, and I can tell you right now it's not going away.
Ms. Campbell-McLean has motor neurone disease. She worries some NDIS staff lack much understanding of disability.
Even this last plane I went in, and the lady thought I had multiple sclerosis, which I don't. So, you know, if you're confusing disabilities, that's a bit of an issue.
Catherine Hogan manages her sister and her son's NDIS plans. She says missing a call from the NDIS is a nightmare because it means calling back on a generic 1800 number.
The number of times I've been in the freezer aisle at Woolies or I'm sitting in the doctor's surgery, if that no caller ID phone number comes up, you have to take it, because you can't call them back. And I know it's the NDIS, and sometimes I've been waiting 6 weeks for somebody to do something.
The support NDIS participants get is reviewed each year, but they're not able to sign off on their annual plans. The head of Sunnyfield Disability Services, Caroline Cuddy, says that needs to change.
The participant and or their guardian should have the right to agree to that plan and sign off and say, yep, that plan's good, I'm happy with that plan. If they had that opportunity, it means that the number of plan reviews and errors, I think, would decrease, which would reduce a lot of work for everybody.
The Assistant Disability Services Minister, Sarah Henderson, says it is being addressed.
There's a pilot happening in Victoria and also in WA and the ACT. People can now sit down and see their plan and agree to it before it is locked down and goes off for approval. So there's a really strong recognition that we need to improve the planning process, and this new pathway will really make a very big difference, and eventually this will be rolled out right across the nation.
She says improvements to the NDIS are happening rapidly.
We recognise that some people haven't had the best experience, but I can assure you there is an enormous amount of work going to improve that experience, to make it simpler, to make it easier, to lessen the bureaucracy.
And that's the Assistant Disability Services Minister, Sarah Henderson, ending Lexi Metherill's report.